Oregon is famous around much of the country for the quality of its fisheries, and then there are places within Oregon that are famous for being the best of the best. That's the rep for Steamboat Creek, a tributary of the North Umpqua River in eastern Douglas County. Fans of the fishing there want protection for the area as the Frank Moore Wild Steelhead Sanctuary. There is a bill in Congress, but it's on a slow path so far. Let's hear about the case in favor of the sanctuary. Two guests join us. Jeff Kober is the executive director of Pacific Rivers. Welcome, John.
Hi, thanks for having me.
John Kober, that's right. There's the name. Jeff Dose is a retired fish biologist for the Umpqua National Forest. Jeff, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome, Jeffrey.
And why don't we start with you, Jeff, and tell us about who Frank Moore is and how influential he was in making a better fish habitat.
Frank Moore is, in short, a legend. Frank built the Steamboat Inn, and he and his wife, Jeannie, managed that for many years. His record of honorary commendations and so forth would take all day to list. he is a proponent, has long been a conservationist and proponent for the protection and restoration of the North Umpqua River and its fisheries and the traditions of fly fishing.
I noticed among
read through the...
I notice among his honors is the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame.
That's among many. Mm-hmm. I mean, he received the Conservationist of the Year Award from the National Wildlife Federation, the Wild Steelhead Coalition Conservation Award, as well as inducted into the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. and many, many others. He's worked tirelessly for... basically his entire life since he came back from World War II to protect and conserve the fishing and the river and the watershed of the North Umpqua.
So, John Kober, let's talk to you about this particular stretch of water. I mean, since you are with Pacific Rivers and you look at a lot of rivers, I mean, how good the fishing is on this compared to some of the others?
Well, yes, I mean, the North Umpqua is special for a host of reasons, not the least of which is it has a fair abundance of steelhead and salmon. But in particular, it hosts summer steelhead and spring chinook, which are fish that have to survive river conditions during the hottest months of the year, during the summer. And that's a fairly unique situation. I mean, those species are increasingly vulnerable across their range. And the North Umpqua is a stronghold for those two species in particular, and Steamboat Creek is probably the most important tributary to the North Umpqua for summer steelhead in particular.
So let's talk about Steamboat Creek and where it enters the North Umpqua, where in relation to several hydro dams that are along the river.
So it comes into the North Umpqua right there at the Steamboat Inn, just above the Steamboat Inn, about 38 miles from Roseburg, east of Roseburg, and it's below all the hydroelectric projects from Soda Springs on up.
Okay. And give us some history here, if you would, Jeff Dose, about the people seeking fish there over the years. This sounds like it has drawn some crowds at times.
Absolutely. It's world famous. People literally come from around the world to fish there. And it's a challenging river to fish. It's fairly quick, fast, the fish, and you have to be able to, it's fly fishing only, and casting is difficult, wading is difficult. It's a tough place, but people like the challenge. That's what brings people there. And there are, abundant summer steelhead, which are pretty rare. There's only three rivers in Oregon, coastal rivers in Oregon, that have populations of summer steelhead, the Siletz, the North Umpqua, and the Rogue. And the North Umpqua has by far the largest population of wild fish.
We are talking about the North Umpqua River and the potential for protection of actually Steamboat Creek largely as it enters the North Umpqua River.
I can tell you a little bit about Steamboat Creek if you like.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, it's one of the largest tributaries to the North Umpqua. Its watershed area is about 100,000 acres. It contains over 60 miles of spawning and rearing habitat. And it also contains a lot of the oversummering deep pools and cold water that they require, as John mentioned. it is a stronghold for steelheads, no doubt about it. And as John said, probably the most important tributary to the North Umpqua.
We're talking with Jeff Dose, a retired fish biologist for the Umpqua National Forest, and John Kober, the executive director of Pacific Rivers, about the proposal for a Frank Moore Wild Steelhead Sanctuary designation for Steamboat Creek at the area where it enters the North Umpqua River. It is in Congress now, moving somewhat slowly. We'll establish how slowly in just a few moments. You can join this conversation on the exchange. Maybe you're aware of the area and have fished up there, had just visited the area and just like to look at it. We'd like to hear your story if you have one. 800-838-3760 to join by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. John Kober, what is it? I mean, what is it that has happened to this area or that has not happened to this area to make it such a great place for steelhead?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. If we could figure that out, we'd have fish everywhere. But I don't know what it is about the North Umpqua in particular. I mean, it is mostly groundwater fed, so it stays relatively cool, I think, compared to other rivers in the region. And it's just always been a hot spot for some really important iconic species, spring chinook and summer steelhead in particular. I mean, it also produces enormous runs of winter steelhead. So it's really for the whole Umpqua system, the North Umpqua in particular, is by far the best piece of habitat, the most important tributary to the main Umpqua, and just an amazing fish factory.
Jeff Dose, we talked about Frank Moore. I understand that Gene Moore has been significant in work on the hillsides in the Steamboat Creek watershed you were talking about.
Absolutely. She has been very active in the wildflower show at Glide and has surveyed many unique upland habitats for various rare plants. She's kind of an amateur botanist and has been a real proponent for preserving some of those rare habitats. And the Forest Service, you know, in answer to the Forest Service, you know, has worked very closely with them. But I think that the reason that the North Umpqua is as good as it is because it's primarily on federal land and it's not been subject to some of the abuses that occur on private lands.
Well, let's talk about the extractive activity that has taken place up there, if any. I mean, has there been mining? Has there been logging?
There has. Up until the Northwest Forest Plan, which was incorporated in 1994, it was Steamboat Creek was pretty much just part of the regular forest management, timber harvest and road construction area on the Umpqua National Forest. That all changed with the Northwest Forest Plan. Northwest Forest Plan designated Steamboat Creek, the entire thing, as a key watershed, and it also designated it as a late successional reserve, which basically changed the management regime from extraction and road construction to preservation and restoration.
Basically turning it into old growth over time, if it wasn't.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, it was precipitated by spotted owls, but also listings of coho salmon.
So, John Kober, if it's in a late successional reserve, it sounds like there's some degree of protection already, but is there any other designation at the moment that would make it impervious to some of the concerns that people might have about extractive uses or anything else that might change the fishery?
Well, the Northwest Forest Plan writ large is just in its infancy of being revised. So the future of the Northwest Forest Plan is a question mark. We certainly hope it will continue, if not be improved, going forward, because it's been really the key factor in restoring some of these watersheds that were highly degraded by 1994. Steamboat Creek, I mean, there's a famous film called Pass Creek that Frank Moore was instigator and part of back in the late 60s, early 70s, that really exposed the destruction of rivers. And one of the tributaries of Steamboat Creek is Pass Creek, and the whole film was featured there. And it was the impetus to change the Oregon Forest Practices Act. At that time, it was you could still log right through all the streams. Now you can only log through non-fish bearing streams. So yeah, there's a whole history of extractive use in the North Umpqua, and there's some uncertainty about the future of the Northwest Forest Plan. So this is a really important piece to make sure that we protect those fish and that fishery and the resource for future generations.
Now, I notice this is not called a wilderness area. You're asking for a wild steelhead sanctuary designation. Is there a comparable protection elsewhere that you're emulating here?
No, we purposely were trying to make something that was still allow the land managers to manage the land, so it doesn't exclude logging, this proposal, but it does put the primary management emphasis on protecting and enhancing the fishery and the watershed. And so to the extent that logging and other activities are complementary to that strategy, it still gives land managers some wiggle room. But we purposely didn't try to make it a wilderness.
John Kober was with Pacific Rivers. Jeff Dose is a retired fish biologist who worked for the Umpqua National Forest. We're talking about the Frank Moore Wild Steelhead Sanctuary, which is proposed for the headwaters of Steamboat Creek as it enters the North Umpqua River. You can join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Here's a call from Ann and Eugene. Welcome to the exchange.
Thank you. Well, I'm not a fisher, but I am a hiker and very concerned about the environment. And I'm familiar with the North Umpqua and Steamboat Creek. In fact, I was in there about a month ago. And my question is, this makes so much sense, and the recreation capability of that area is so important to its economy. My question is, who on earth opposes this? Thank you.
All right. Thanks for that, Ann. Appreciate it. So, Jeff, what do you know about people who've lined up in opposition to this?
I don't know of anyone, but mm-hmm. John might.
Okay. John, take it.
Well, no, we've actually worked closely with adjacent landowners, including timber companies, this is, several years in the making, so we've had long discussions with a lot of the people and local interests there. All the local conservation groups, I'm on the board of the North Umpqua Foundation, Jeff's on the board of Steamboaters, have been wildly supportive of this proposal, and I don't know of any outright opposition to it at this juncture.
Is this all BLM land? I'm looking at the map in front of me. And
it's all Forest Service.
All Forest Service. Okay, I did not print it in color. That's my mistake. Okay. There is BLM land nearby, but not right in that watershed, it looks like.
Yeah, there's actually a large tributary called Canton Creek that enters Steamboat Creek right near the mouth. And that has a mixture of BLM and private in Canton Creek. And so this designation is just for the steamboat itself. Which is about 100,000 acres in size, and it's entirely Forest Service.
It looks like you've pretty much gone to the ridgetops here in making the outlines for this area. I don't see any tributaries that look like they've wandered outside the boundaries of the area.
There is a little bit at the very upper end in the northwest corner, Horse Heaven Creek. There is some mining claims, some patented mining claims at the very top of the watershed up there.
Ah, that explains the little rash of slightly different shades up there.
Right. That's okay. What that is.
Got that. All right. And how significant might that be if those claims were worked, or are they being worked at the moment?
I don't think they're being worked. If they are, they're having minimal impact.
Okay. John Kober, I clicked on the bill tracker for this particular bill that would grant the Frank Moore Wild Steelhead Sanctuary designation, and it doesn't look like it's really racing to the finish line. What's been the process thus far?
Well, I think I would argue that there's not much racing to the finish line in this Congress, but relative to other bills in the Congress currently, I think this has been on somewhat of a fast track. I mean, it was introduced a little over a year ago and it's already had a hearing and it's already been marked up in the Senate. So it's actually kind of cleared to make it through the Senate, which is a fairly unique situation in Congress currently. And so now our job is really to work on the House side and hopefully we'll have Congressman DeFazio take the mantle and follow Senator Wyden and Senator Merkley's strong work on this.
Oh, so in a Congress of turtles, this looks like a rocket. Is that what you're saying?
It's you have to put it in perspective.
Uh-huh. All right, so were bills entered concurrently then, one for the Senate, one for the House?
Yeah, we're still working on trying to get something introduced in the House, and we did a lot of diligence with, as I mentioned before, working with various local interests and private interests. on their concerns. The bill's had a lot of changes since it was initially introduced in the, I don't know if you recall, the ONC lands bill that Senator Wyden introduced a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
This was a component of that, and it's been pulled out and introduced thanks to Senator Wyden and Senator Merkley on its own, and we're really eager and hopeful that Congressman DeFazio will put forth some version of this bill in the after the August recess.
Given the political support from the people who represent the area, does it seem like it it logically would pass if Congress were actually at work passing bills?
This is a bill that is such a no-brainer that it absolutely should meets that criteria. But this is a unique political time and a unique political situation, and I feel optimistic that if anything moves in this Congress, this will be among those things. But it's a roll of the dice just how crazy it is back in Washington, D.C. these days.
Jeff Dose, you're pretty hopeful this is going to come to pass?
You know, I'm not much of a political animal. John is much more familiar with how the legislation works and how Congress works than I am. I certainly, like John, I can't see why anybody would oppose it. It doesn't really do anything other than adding another layer of assurance that the management that is currently going on would continue into the future.
All right. We're talking about protecting the North Umpqua River and its excellent steelhead
fishery. Well, Steamboat Creek, which is a major tributary and spawning and rearing and oversummering area for the North Umpqua. It's the largest tributary to the North Umpqua.
All right. That's the Frank Moore Wild Steelhead Sanctuary Designation Act. Jeff Dose is a retired fish biologist of the Umpqua National Forest. John Kober, Executive Director of Pacific Rivers. Gentlemen, thank you both for joining us today on The Exchange.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.